This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Globally, there are more than 3.5 million confirmed coronavirus cases, and nearly 250,000 people have died from COVID-19. More people have died in the United States than anywhere else, with nearly 70,000 deaths out of more than 1.1 million confirmed cases. The World Health Organization hailed the billions of dollars raised Monday during a teleconference of world leaders to boost development of a coronavirus vaccine as a strong show of global solidarity. WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus told a virtual briefing, quote, "This was a powerful and inspiring demonstration of global solidarity," end quote. The $8.1 billion raised will go towards the development and distribution of a vaccine for the virus that causes COVID-19. Monday, the United States played down the European-led telethon from which Washington was absent. A senior U.S. official told reporters, "As the global leader in COVID-19 foreign assistance, we welcome the EU efforts to secure pledges for additional contributions to combat the pandemic," end quote. Pressed on why the U.S. was staying away, the official called the EU effort one of many pledging efforts that are going on and said Washington is at the forefront of those international efforts. Italy is among the countries easing social distancing restrictions Monday, including reopening factories, construction sites, hairdressers, and libraries. Other countries reopening include Germany, Spain, Nigeria, Azerbaijan, Malaysia, and Lebanon. In Spain, some small businesses, such as hairdressers, can reopen for individual customer appointments. In Germany, schools start opening in some regions. Monday, the Food and Drug Administration tightened its oversight of coronavirus antibody tests after the market was flooded with dubious tests. Companies selling antibody tests which determine whether someone has been infected must submit data to prove their accuracy. This is VOA News. Hundreds of South African health workers were given a century-old tuberculosis vaccine Monday in a trial to see whether the venerable formula can protect against coronavirus. Devised at France's legendary Pasteur Institute 100 years ago, BCG vaccine is one of the world's oldest and most trusted immunizations. Trials started in Cape Town, where BCG booster shots were administered to 250 healthcare workers, while another 250 received a dummy formula or placebo. Meanwhile, Germany could only allow coronavirus antibody tests to help determine how freely people can move once it has advice from its ethics council, that according to the country's health minister, after securing millions of the tests from Swiss drug maker Roche. Germany on Monday announced a deal with Roche to get 3 million of the blood test in May and 5 million monthly thereafter. Roche's assays won approval over the weekend from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, and the company plans to boost production to more than 100 million each month by the end of 2020. Just like many industries, it will be some time before tourism gets back to normal. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
6 months ago, the global tourism industry was celebrating a record year for travel. Now it's decimated and facing a recovery that could take years. And when it does return, things may look very different. At Universal Studios in Orlando, a resort spokesman said multiple teams are working on scenarios, including putting more space between riders on roller coasters. Wynn Resort's CEO Matt Maddox said his company may sanitize dice between users, put fewer seats at blackjack tables and idle slot machines between players at its casinos in Las Vegas and Boston. I'm Shelley Adler.
Greece is desperate to let businesses reopen and fears the coronavirus pandemic will ravage this year's tourism revenues. This from a country which only emerged in 2018 from a debt crisis that wiped out a quarter of its economic output. Retail stores, including florists, booksellers, and opticians, are among the businesses allowed to reopen. Japan's prime minister has extended a nationwide state of emergency over the pandemic until May 31st. The state of emergency imposed April 7th falls far short of measures seen in parts of Europe and the United States. With its population of 126 million, Japan has to date registered only 510 deaths linked to the coronavirus. And in South Korea, shoppers and travelers crowded malls and beaches on the first long weekend since the country began easing coronavirus curbs last month. In contrast, for a growing number of Chinese hit by job losses, furloughs, and salary cuts, the consumer economy has begun to spin in reverse. They're no longer buying, they're selling. From Washington, via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.